my collaged illustrations are of singular women. Most of them are unclothed. and they're very confrontational, I think, because I feel that for years and years and years, millennia, men have been the primary people that depict female figures and what female beauty is. And I think now with the Me Too movement and what's going on politically and socially around the world, I think that it's time for women to talk about how we see ourselves. And so this is just my little, you know, spectrum of the world, but I love seeing what's happening in other areas as far as other women artists coming out as well. It's a super cool time.
And there's work here that's not just from the last couple of years, but also going all the way back to your art school days, correct?
Yes. So, again, I draw mostly female figures, and I also do collage work on top of the illustrations. So it's very interesting to me to see how I had started with that vocabulary and that it still comes out. You can see a definite connection between my beginnings and what's going on now. And I love that. Like, it's a surprise to me, because what happened to me was I went to a school where you really work to be as realistic as possible. And a lot of the work was black and white. And here I was, a kid with an ink dropper and pastels and just cutting up paper. So I didn't really fit in, and I didn't really feel particularly supported then by maybe the faculty, whatever. So I just kind of just put it away. I got out of school and I went on to other things. And then I was cleaning my attic about 4 years ago, and I discovered this work, and I was like, oh my gosh, why wasn't I pursuing this? And it awakened a hunger in me, and I've been really going at it ever since. Although over time, you know, the art still comes out, obviously, with the public work I was involved in. But also, over time, I've done jewelry, and I've done embellished shells, and I've done pyrography. And there's a little smattering of the pyrography at the show tonight. But I kind of lost my train of thought there, but it's just been a really interesting discovery, and I'm really hoping people come out and see the show.
And some of your former constituents may not have realized that you were an artist.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, I was also involved in the Walter Elwood Museum before that. I was the museum director and did a lot of exhibits. So I think in this community, I'm kind of associated with the arts. And I think for a lot of people, they just thought it was very superficial and not important. But it's very important to a community. And you see how it has changed the fortunes of Saratoga or, you know, out in Vermont, and, you know, you can go the Pottery Trail, and Troy, there's a big art scene. So it really can change the future of your community if you invest in it.
And so you think there's a place for Amsterdam on that map?
Oh, sure. I spent 8 years of my life trying to convince everybody of that, and I think we made great progress.
Well, what can we expect from you in the future?
Well, I think I'm going to be continuing with my job at the state. I am director of the Division of Local Government Services, so I've at the Department of State. So I've been able to, you know, use some of the experiences I had as mayor and help other communities. And then on the other side, in my private time, I intend to just keep going full bore with my art and hope that this is where I land after I retire.